Series producer Vanessa Berlewitz directs from the front seat, while aerial cameraman Michael Kellum controls the camera attached to the nose.
We're going to be around 14,000 feet. We're going to be on the performance limits of this aircraft. Any bad weather comes in up there, you're pretty much screwed, really. You've got to get up the mountain fast.
Above 10,000 feet, the pilot must breathe oxygen through a plastic tube in his nostrils.
Yeah, that's fine.
Approaching the crater, conditions do not look good. Today, Erebus is belching out steam and gases, making flying extremely risky. Up here, the air is so thin, the helicopter can't hover and must keep moving. This is aerial filming at its most extreme. They struggle to get a clear view.
We're just coming up to 14,000 feet. You can actually look right into the lava lake.
Oh, that's looking really good, Mike. Just hold that there.
The cameraman captures a rare shot of the molten lava, but it's soon obscured again. The volcano is temperamental. The team have seized a rare opportunity to see into its molten heart. But now they must descend to safety. As the weather closes in above, the cave team are making progress below. It's Christmas Day, and the crew are dressed for the occasion.
Just tell them, just watch my back on these icicles. I don't want to snap that top one off.
Oh.
Right. How strong are these pillars of ice, Matt?
How big around is it?
It's about that round, about five.
Really,
so if I squeeze past, it's not going to snap it.
Gavin is reassured by advice from the scientist.
Oh!
Oh! Gavin!
No, I'm sorry.
It's terrible.
Oh, look, no, it fits perfectly, look at that.
Fortunately, these crystals are made of frozen water and can grow back in weeks.